peacocks were used as alarmists, you know, to warn when enemy troops were approaching anything, because they sure let you know if anything's going on.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But at any rate, those things, you could hear them in the night, you could hear them in the early morning. And,
how annoying.
Yeah. But
well,
at any rate,
where did you keep your chickens?
Well, we had a nice big chicken yard and a chicken coop.
Mm-hmm.
And but we also, at other times, we had had ducks and this, that, and the other.
What about pigs?
No pigs. But my older brother fell a chore of the horses, and he had to feed the horses and the cow, and I had to take care of all the poultry.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then, of course, we had a truck garden and a wonderful food, and, of course, that cow was a Jersey cow,
mm-hmm.
and that was the richest milk as you could ever imagine, you know, that's huge amount of cream on them and everything like that. And my younger brother started having problems, you know. He drank lots of milk, he did everything, you know, but he seemed to be losing weight. So mm-hmm. I remember my mother taking him to the doctor, and I was in there too. He says, You have a cow, don't you? I said, oh yeah, a Jersey cow. This young man's getting too much fat.
Oh.
Milk. He says, you're going to have to take him off of that one. And which we did. And sure enough, he came around. But his system just couldn't tolerate all of that. It, you know,
yeah.
We could drink milk like you drink water.
Yeah.
And of course, it never bothered me, or my brother, other brother, but we grew up to really love milk.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
I still love milk.
That's interesting. Yeah. If you did have pigs, where would you keep them?
Well, we would have had a sty somewhere, but pigs were a lot of trouble. And pigs are, you know, they can be mean.
Oh.
They can be dangerous even, because, I never was around pigs enough to know all of these things personally, but I've certainly always heard that they could be a real problem.
Did anyone back then have goats?
Some of them did, but we never did, because basically you raise goats either for milk,
mm-hmm.
or you raise them to make cabrito. You know, you'd take a young kid,
mm-hmm.
and you barbecue them, and it makes some of the best barbecue in the world. You know,
bet.
Because the flavor of goat has a bit of a wild flavor,
mm-hmm.
and but that along with the smoke flavor and everything like that gave cabrito quite a unique taste.
What kind of barbecue is that? Is that the barbecue that we do out here on the grill, or is that a?
Well, yeah, with us. Smoker.
Oh, okay. So like the Southern barbecue.
Oh, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and but that is a very much today even a Mexican delicacy, and you'll see it periodically in a restaurant.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What kinds of products did you get from your chickens?
Well, of course, fried chicken.
Yeah.
And of course, you'd take the hens when they started losing production inside the other, and then you would boil them, you'd make chicken broth, mm-hmm. and you'd make, you would tenderize them by boiling them.
Did you sell anything?
Yeah, well, I can remember my mother used to, this was certainly during the Depression too, and she'd take fresh eggs and she'd take them to the grocery store and she'd trade it for other food that we wanted.
Mm-hmm.
Also, I don't remember her ever selling milk, because most everybody had a cow anyway.
Oh, huh.
And that's where I got into the selling business.